God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David.
The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said,
"Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
"How will this be, since I am a virgin?"
"The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail."
"I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled."
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. When Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord, oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. O night divine, O holy night.
Then the angel left her, and Mary said,
My soul glorifies the Lord.
And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant.
From now on, all generations will call me blessed.
For the mighty one has done great things for me.
Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation.
He has performed mighty deeds with his arm.
He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts.
He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble.
He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty.
He has filled his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors.
This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about.
His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit.
Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife.
But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David.
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son.
She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
How could it be, this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully, the Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Lord, I know he's not my own, not of my flesh, not of my bone. Still, Father, let this baby be the son of my love. Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? He looks so small, his face and hands so fair. And when he cries, the sun just seems to disappear. But when he laughs, it shines again. How can it be? Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? How could it be this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully? The Son of God, the angel said, how could it be?
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby, who was lying in the manger.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him.
It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah.
Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying,
"Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.
The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him.
Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother,
"This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too."
There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel, at the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84.
She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying.
Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth.
And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod Magi, from the east came to Jerusalem and asked,
"Where is the one who has been born, King of the Jews? We saw a star when it rose and have come to worship him."
When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him.
When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born, and they replied,
"In Bethlehem in Judea, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out for them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said,
"Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I may too go and worship him."
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him.
Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again, king forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh, prayer and praising, all men raising, worship him God on high. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, blessed we're leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a stone-cold tomb. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice.
Alleluia, Alleluia. To Henry replies, O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said,
Get up, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.
So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, Out of Egypt I called my son.
When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious. And he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi.
Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled.
A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more.
After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said,
Get up. Take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead.
So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel.
But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth.
So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene.
In the beginning was the Word,
and the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
He was with God in the beginning.
Through him all things were made.
Without him nothing was made that has been made.
In him was life.
And that life was the light of all mankind.
The light shines in the darkness,
and the darkness has not overcome it.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
He came as a witness to testify concerning that light,
so that through him all might believe.
He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light.
The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
He came to that which was his own,
but his own did not receive him.
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Children born not of natural descent,
nor of human decision or a husband's will,
but born of God.
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
We have seen his glory,
the glory of the one and only Son,
who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light.
On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
For to us a child is born,
to us a son is given,
and the government will be on his shoulders,
and he will be called Wonderful Counselor,
Mighty God,
Everlasting Father,
Prince of Peace.
Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end.
He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom,
establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Prepare the way for the Lord.
Make straight paths for him.
Every valley shall be filled in,
every mountain and hill made low.
The crooked roads shall become straight,
the rough ways smooth,
and all people will see God's salvation.
Prepare the way for the Lord.
Therefore, there is no longer condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?
The God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet.
Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ.
To him who sits on the throne and the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you.
See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples.
But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you.
Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Lift up your heads, you gates.
Be lifted up, you ancient doors.
That the King of glory may come in.
Who is this King of glory?
The Lord strong and mighty.
The Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, you gates.
Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Who is he, this King of glory?
The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory.
The desert and the parched land will be glad.
The wilderness will rejoice and blossom.
Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom.
It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy.
And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God who was seated on the throne, saying,
Amen! Hallelujah!
And from the throne came a voice saying,
Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great.
Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out,
Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns.
I invite you all to stand, and we're going to sing the doxology together. Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Well, special thanks to you, to all of you who participated this morning, and especially Liz as well, who put all this together, planned it all. So we just thank you, Liz, for doing that. And we are going to just close with prayer, and just thank God for this time that we've had together, and also just a blessing on the Christmas season as we all go our different ways to, I'm sure, family gatherings, either around here or many of us are traveling miles to those gatherings as well. So let's ask for God's safety and travels as well. Let's pray. Father, we thank you once again for the chance to be here. We thank you for each person here and their desire to seek you, to follow you. And Lord, I ask that you would continue to draw our hearts to you. I pray that as we think about what this season is about, that we would think about Jesus and think about your love and all that you have done for us. Think about the things that the freedom that we experience from sin and the hope that we have of eternal life. So many things that we could dwell on this season as we think of this awesome gift that has been given to us. Lord, I pray too that as we move into a time where we'll be gathering with family and friends, I ask for your protection as we travel. I pray that as we come together that our conversations would be honoring to you, and that we would just have a good time of fellowship with family again and people that we have not seen for some time. Pray especially for those who are traveling, flying, and driving on the roads. Especially remember Reuben and Vicky tomorrow as they fly to Bolivia. We ask your blessing on them as they spend some time down there with Isaac and just experiencing that culture. Bring them back safely to us again in a few weeks. And Lord, go with us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.